Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
I do hot takes.
Yeah, that's
I'm known for my hot takes.
Yeah, you are.
My takedowns.
Welcome to Talkin' Tofu, the podcast about the vegan snacks that touch our lives. I'm Becky Streepy.
My name is David Streepy. Do you get it?
I get it.
Okay.
I know it's something from Mean Girls, but I don't know which one. I can't pick it up from that.
This week on the show, we're eating a bunch of vegan Girl Scout cookies and talking about Mean Girls.
Yeah, we are.
We're talking about Mean Girls.
Yeah, we are.
We're talking about both movie Mean Girls's.
Yes, we're talking about the 2004 Mean Girls original.
The Lindsay Lohan vehicle.
Correct. And we are talking also about the 2024 musical Mean Girls. What we are not going to discuss and pretend does not even exist is Mean Girls 2.
Wait, what? There's a Mean Girls 2?
Sure is.
Is there?
Yeah. One of my friends auditioned to be in it, they told me.
I don't know. Is that true?
It exists. It was tanked. It tanked so bad. So it's a good thing they... Hold
on. Well, people don't know about art.
Well, my phone really wants to type Mean Girls.
Hey, mine did too. Mean Girls 2 auto completes. It came out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, you said it didn't happen.
No, it just tanked.
Oh.
No, it didn't happen for them. I think they actually auditioned and then decided they didn't want to be in acting at all.
Oh, it's a comedy thriller.
Yeah. Who's in it?
I'll tell you.
Tim Meadows is in it.
Well, he's in the first one.
Yeah. Jennifer Stone. She looks familiar.
And he's in the musical, the 2024 one.
Oh, yeah. He's in all of them.
Yes. I got a feeling he's the through line. He's the through thread.
Tina Fey was in both of them.
Yes. I'm talking about Mean Girls 2, oh. Becky.
Okay.
Mean Girls 2. Hey, we didn't do episodes for a couple of weeks.
Hey, Toeheads, we were out of town for 1 week and then we came back real sick.
Yeah.
But we're back.
And we're
healthy.
Worse than ever at this, apparently.
Although I ate this garlic hummus earlier and it had so much, it tastes to me like white pepper in it.
Okay.
My mouth tastes like white pepper, like in this intense way. I've been chugging water since I drank it. It won't go away. Wow. So Toeheads, in case this persists, if you could suggest anything, I'd appreciate it.
For what specifically?
To get the taste of this white pepper out of my mouth.
Brush your teeth.
Oh, yeah. I should have done that. I should have done that instead of just sitting at my desk feeling like, bad. Nothing I can do.
What can we do about this?
Guess I live like this.
Maybe someday somebody will develop a tool to help rid us of this.
For washing your mouth, yeah.
For washing your mouth.
I think you're onto something with this tool idea, yeah.
So I'm looking at this list of cast for Mean Girls 2.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to look for through lines. I don't know a lot of these folks. Some familiar faces. Don't know what they're from. This is good podcasting. Tim Meadows, he's in there. He's in there.
Is this about those Junior Plastics that walk by at the end? Remember they say, oh, look, it's Junior Plastics.
I don't remember that.
I bet it is. So I am on the Wikipedia page. Mean Girls 2 is about the same school, a clique called the Plastics. Mm-hmm.
The poster says the Plastics are back.
and they become embroiled in a prank war. Oh boy.
It's not sexy at all?
I don't know. I'm done reading about it.
But, well, hold on. Hold on. You can't just do that.
Okay. Sorry. Sorry. I thought you knew this movie existed.
No, I had no idea.
All I know is everybody says it's terrible. It did terribly. Like, sometimes bad movies do badly, and I think that's the case with this.
Hmm.
But I don't know. You fell head over heels for the first Mean Girls. Oh, you know it's going to be good when they're using clips from the first movie to promote the second movie.
Yeah. These girls are mean. Oh, she squeezed a coffee cup and coffee spilled everywhere.
Iced coffee, everyone. She's fine.
That's funny. She fell over on her scooter. Oh, they made a same attitude.
Same storyline.
Tim Meadows. Oh. No, they didn't show it. It's okay.
Okay, well,
Becky turned her head because she doesn't like when people throw up on the TV.
I don't. It makes me feel woozy.
So... All right, I feel like I've seen this at this point.
Yeah.
Why don't we hit a little reset button? Well, let me say my thing, and then we'll hit a little reset button, mm-hmm. and then we'll start.
Okay.
We'll start the episode. Y'all hit record at that point.
Like, welcome to...
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Okay. So I think from watching that trailer,
mm-hmm.
you got the plastics. Mm-hmm. Same as Mean Girls 1. Not the same girls, but same clique.
Mm-hmm.
Then the Katie... and her friends contingent from Mean Girls 1,
mm-hmm.
that faction has coalesced into a more clarified anti-plastics faction.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there's a prank war between the two back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
In the first Mean Girls mm-hmm. and in the musical, the plastics are not antagonistic towards the other faction specifically.
Yeah, they don't know that it's... That they're in like a
right.
an active dispute with these people. I mean, they're mean to them,
right.
as name of the movie suggests. Yeah. It's not like the people who are retaliating against they're retaliating right. against the plastics. There something was done to them.
This seems a little bit more this side versus this side, both directions getting each other in an Animal House type way or a Revenge of the Nerds type way,
mm-hmm.
where there is a group A and group B. I was going to say a good group and bad group, but I don't want to judge. And I think not to get too far ahead of ourselves. They're all mean girls, Becky.
Yeah.
They're all mean girls.
Yes.
Almost like that's the point of the movie.
Yes.
Okay. Welcome to Talking Tofu.
Podcast about the vegan.
My name is David Streepy.
You picked a song from the movie that I do not remember. It's the one about when we meet Regina George.
Yes, it's My Name is Regina George.
But I don't know the tune of it.
Okay, the song is called Meet the Plastics.
Okay.
Okay. So today what we're going to do, we watched Mean Girls. We watched Mean Girls the movie. We got Girl Scout cookies, a bunch of vegan Girl Scout cookies. I had the brilliant idea.
Yep.
That we could draw from our recent viewing history.
Mm-hmm.
Connect it, the connective word being girls,
mm-hmm.
girl,
uh-huh.
one plural in the mean variety.
Yep.
And then one singular creating Scout cookies.
Correct.
So we're going to eat the Girl Scout cookies and we're going to talk about Mean Girls the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a lot to say about Mean Girls the movie. It might surprise you at this point. To know that I don't have a lot to say about Mean Girls, the movies.
Okay, well, we'll just like kind of, we'll talk about it.
Okay.
We'll compare.
Okay.
We'll contrast.
Okay.
We'll eat cookies.
Okay.
Do you want to kick us off? Well, first of all, Dave, we dove right in and you didn't tell me how you're doing.
I think it's clear that I'm thriving. Doing great.
Listeners.
I'm glowing.
Dave is positively glowing. It's true. No, stop. So I usually say you're grumpy, but today you're in a great mood.
You make it sound like I'm in a bad mood a lot. I'm not in a bad mood a lot. I'm a cheerful guy.
He is a cheerful guy, everybody.
It's, now you seem conciliatory when you say that. But it wouldn't.
Oh, no, I broke it.
Yes, you did. It wouldn't work if you were poking me for being grumpy and I was like a general grump. Right?
Correct.
So I'm just the listener The listener mm-hmm. does not exist. But if they did,
yeah.
they would think that I'm a grumpy person in my life, in my world.
Yeah.
I'm a cheerful person.
That's true.
I bring mirth into people's lives, into situations that I am in.
Yeah, he's actually the fun streepy, y'all. You're the fun, funny streepy. You're
I don't
the fun...
believe that you're being serious.
I am. God, you never believe me when I'm nice to you. Why? You should talk to your therapist about
I wonder why. Because you tell our listeners that I'm grumpy all the time. Mm. I'm a cheerful guy. I'm a cheerful guy.
God damn it. I'm cheerful.
I'm a cheerful guy. Okay. Yeah, I'm doing well. That's how I'm doing.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I love it.
Sometimes. How are you? How are you?
I'm good.
I'm excited to hear how you're doing.
Are you?
Yes.
I'm good. I skated a lot this week.
Yeah. Go on.
We also just got back from Disney.
We went to Disney. We went to Orlando. We mm-hmm. went to Disney for 4 days.
Yep.
We're going to talk about that later.
Yep. We mm-hmm. ate great food, though. We rode great rides. We saw our families.
Saw some friends.
Saw some friends. You might hear about that. You definitely hear about that.
Yeah.
A lot of fun. Anyway, I'm still riding high from Disney. And also, then I came back, and it was a great week to be a roller skater in Atlanta.
Yeah.
I mean, every week, to be honest, but especially this past week. Goodness gracious. Just wonderful. Yeah. Two amazing skate parties. One amazing night out in the park skating. Just wonderful.
I thought you meant the Disney park for some reason. Because they keep calling it the parks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, if only. That would have been fun to skate. Like around the boardwalk area at
you
night.
Think?
In the evening when it's not so crowded.
Wouldn't have been a problem?
No, that feels
on the boardwalk?
Fun. Well, there's the
on the boardwalk.
Walk. We were having some fun.
Under the boardwalk. Hot dog in the bun. Under the boardwalk. Walk.
Roller skating is fun.
Under the boardwalk. Walk.
She tripped and she fell
My
onto
name
the boardwalk.
Is Regina Jones. So here's the thing. I had never seen Mean Girls until this year.
Yeah.
It came out when we were in our 20s, mm-hmm. right? To date us. Mm-hmm. I wish I could date us, you know?
Yeah.
It'd be a dream.
Dream come true.
Came out when we were in our 20s. Still, I think our friends saw it and liked it.
Yeah.
I just kind of missed, didn't blip on my radar. It's kind of been like cemented in a level of movie history, right?
Yeah, it's a classic. I mean, they wouldn't have remade it as a musical if it weren't. And there was a musical, was it on Broadway?
Yeah.
There was a Broadway musical version too. So it's definitely a classic.
That doesn't, I would challenge that a movie needs to be a classic to get an adaptation. Because sometimes the adaptations are more popular than the movies themselves.
That's true.
I've got several examples, but we don't have time to talk about them. So it came out, I was aware of it. I'd heard quotes from it. I had this vibe in my head that it was like this legendary comedy mm-hmm. that I just missed out on. Mm-hmm. Then, I don't know if you know this, you probably do. I'm an AMC A-lister. I'm on the AMC A-list.
You?
Yeah. So that's I don't want to say it's an invite only service because it's not. But it's pretty prestige. Like, think of it like that. Think of the level of prestige as something like that, where you get the opportunity to pay $25 a month and you get 3 free movies a week. You get a little gift on your birthday. I'm told I have not gotten the gift my past 2 birthdays.
Why?
I don't know. I wrote them a letter and they never responded. So
AMC A-list, yeah. If you're listening,
yeah,
you owe Dave some you owe Dave some birthday gifts.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to use it. I'm going to go see Dune 2.
Nice.
I use it to see a lot of movies.
That's what it's for.
You're right. That's right. So you're listening. That's good. Okay. You get it. You get the value proposition of a service like that. It's both sides. It benefits both of us.
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Yeah. So I'm going to movies more. And I'm seeing trailers for Mean Girls.
Yeah.
Mean Girls 2024.
Yeah.
And what's more, our son starts seeing trailers for Mean Girls.
Yeah, he does.
He wants to see Mean Girls. So I'm like, hey.
He wants to see everything.
Yeah. Yeah. We saw Madam Web this week and he loved it. And it was, it's terrible. It is one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
I kind of want to see it just because of that. Maybe I'll double screen it sometime. Maybe. Once, when it comes out streaming, like by myself.
Yeah.
If you're out of town or something.
Okay.
I really got time on my hands.
It was like, I did work in the middle of the movie.
Oh yeah. You were texting me in the middle of the movie. Yeah,
it was an empty theater. So I felt comfortable having my phone out and texting.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I was doing work. I was checking emails and doing all sorts of stuff. Anyway, so he's seeing the trailer for this movie. I have this image in my head of it being a raunchy movie. I have an image in my head of it being a comedy, or like a legendary comedy. So I'm like, hey, let's watch the original. And I bring it to you, the movie hater. I say, hey, let's watch the original. And what do you say?
Okay.
That's right.
Yeah.
You say, okay.
Yeah.
Probably that level of enthusiasm.
Yeah, which yeah. for me with a movie, that's like jumping up and yeah. down joy.
So it's on Paramount Plus. We pull it up. We start watching it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to spoil you a little bit. I wasn't wild about it.
The first one at all?
No, I didn't think it was that good.
I really liked it. I've seen it twice now because the kid wanted to watch it and I was like, I'll watch it with you.
I thought it was fine. Yeah. I didn't think it was bad.
Yeah.
It's no Madam Web. But it had been so lauded in my head.
You had high expectations.
What I got was a funny movie.
Yeah.
I expected a hilarious raunchy romp through the lives of these fancy children. And I didn't really get that.
No.
I got a funny romp through the lives of these fancy children.
Yeah.
Let's have a cookie and talk about it.
These are... I wanted to preface.
Yeah.
So... when you're shopping for vegan Girl Scout cookies, there are two bakeries that you need to be aware of. The Girl Scouts uses two bakeries, ABC Bakers and Little Brownie Bakers. ABC Bakers has six kinds of vegan Girl Scout cookies. The four that we have here, plus lemonades, which are a lemon cream cookie, which I did not order because I thought Dave would hate them immediately.
Yeah, you'd be right. Lemon is the worst flavor of anything, including lemons.
And Thin Mints, which is the only vegan cookie that Little Brownie Bakers makes. And so Dave and I are more than familiar with a Thin Mint. We can talk about it briefly if you'd like.
They're good. I'm over them. They're good, though.
I am sick of them because they're the only Girl Scout cookie that's vegan. And you always have like a friend or a coworker with a kid. You always have to get a box of cookies.
You always get that one person who's like, did you ever try putting them in the freezer? Just like, yes, we tried putting them in the freezer.
I have some in the freezer right now from last year.
Have you ever tried putting them in the... Yes. Yes, Helen.
Anyway, Thin Mints are like a crunchy chocolate mint cookie coated in like chocolate. It's a very simple cookie, but it is a really good cookie. But it's I'm sick of Thin Mints. I've eaten so many Thin Mints.
I'll say Thin Mints are a great topping.
Ooh, yeah.
To other things.
Put them on some ice cream.
Yes.
A parfait.
Yes.
Crumble them onto a cupcake or a cake.
Yes.
Etc.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's all.
I agree with you.
Okay.
I just got excited about putting Thin Mints on stuff. I might have to go get a box.
My tone was like I was leading up to make a point, but the lead up was the point.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I hear you.
I'm getting ahead of myself. But I think all other Girl Scout cookies are not toppingable.
Well, let's eat. We'll talk about. Okay. Yeah. So like I think a caramel chocolate chip cookie crumbled onto something like an ice cream or whatever would be really good.
This might be getting...
assuming the cookie's good.
This might be no spoiler territory.
So
I think it would ruin whatever it touched.
Oh, well. So these are the only gluten-free vegan Girl Scout cookies available.
I'm just learning this now.
They're made with oat flour.
Okay.
And
hey, I like oats.
So to me, these look like those famous Amos cookies
that they
would give out at like school or whatever.
A little bigger.
They're bigger than Famous Amos, but they've got that like powdery texture on the top.
Man, kinda. Famous Amos really crushed. What if you would eat these cookies if they were smaller?
Yeah.
Like you would.
If it was thinner and smaller.
No, I mean like they somehow they sold through a snack that's just smaller cookies.
Mm-hmm.
And that made people more willing to eat a bag full of smaller cookies than they probably would be to just like eat a cookie.
They were in like every vending machine.
Yeah.
They were everywhere in the 90s and really, early 2000s too.
Really weird of that guy to proclaim himself famous when that's what we knew him from.
That's true. You okay?
How did you spell Amos there?
A-A-M-O-S? I don't know. I was going to look it up later. Like Aaron? Amos? No.
A-A-M-O-S?
Yeah.
I thought it was A-M-O-U-S, and I thought that was funny. But A-A, it's just A-M-O-S. Amos.
Sure?
Yes. There's no. Why would you have a second A like Aaron? It's not Amos.
Oh, it is Am. It is spelled Amos. Okay. Well,
thanks for checking.
You're welcome. I checked on my phone. We're doing this because we don't want to bite into these cookies. They're sandy, and then they turn gummy as you chew them.
The gluten-free is not the problem with this cookie.
No?
The caramel is the problem with this cookie.
Oh, you think that flavor?
This, texture-wise, it tastes like a pecan sandy, where it like falls apart, shortbready. I don't hate it. I don't hate the blandness. I don't hate like the hints of chocolate. Like, it's like a healthy chocolate chip cookie. It's when that caramel comes in and tries to ruin the party with its weird-ass taste.
Damn it, now I need to eat another bite to see if that's the problem.
It's that lingering problem I keep having with vegan caramel. Like, they're not nailing it. They're not hitting it. Don't even try.
No, I don't like this texture. It needs to be denser if it's going to be this crumbly.
Well, we're a house divided, but let it be known that you're the one who doesn't like the gluten-free texture. And I am a champion for my gluten-free friends.
Sorry, gluten-free listeners. Okay, we're setting the scene. The beginning of the movie is the same in both movies, I'm pretty sure.
It's not.
Well, it's not exactly the same, but similar.
It's very different.
Well, Katie moves from Africa.
Yes.
And she begins school at a high school in Illinois.
This movie begins in Illinois. The musical begins in Africa.
Oh, okay. Well, no, I'm saying like the first chunk, like the same beats happen, not necessarily in the same order. So Katie Heron has been living in Africa with her family. They are scientists, and they have been homeschooling her. She's 16. And they decide that they're going to move to the States.
Mm-hmm.
Mom got a great opportunity. In the old version, Mom decided to do it for Katie. In the new version, Katie had been begging to move from Kenya to the U.S.
Old 2004 Mom, Anna Gasteyer.
Mm-hmm.
Dad is janitor from Scrubs. I wish I knew his name. New one. Mom is Pam from The Office.
Mm-hmm.
No father.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She's a single mom.
Right.
That's true.
See, you got to have a critical mind like me to really pick apart these crucial differences with the movies.
Yes.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. I think that's going to be your role because I'm going to not remember very much.
Sure.
So it's kind of a fish out of water story. She gets to this school. It's like a very 90s American high school, I guess early 2000s. To me, that's like all the same. Like that era of high school where it's very clicky and
no smartphones.
No smartphones, though. That's right. Mm-hmm. Well, obviously, in the 2024 one, there are smartphones, but in the first one, there were not. And it's her trying to fit in and her trying to make friends. She's kind of like having some culture shock, too. Like during one class, she gets up to go to the bathroom and the teacher is like, "Where are you going?" And she said, "Oh, I have to use the bathroom." He says, "You have to ask permission." And she asks and he says, "No."
Yeah.
And she's just kind of like, a bunch of moments like that.
She's good at math.
Very good at math.
Because math is the same everywhere.
Math is the same everywhere.
I really liked that.
That's a great line.
She makes Friends. Mm-hmm. Quick Friends.
Yes.
Janice and Damien.
Yeah. So she meets Janice and Damien in homeroom. Mm-hmm. And then again at lunch, she meets them.
Well, she meets them and they take her outside. Like they skip school with her.
No, that's in the original.
Right.
They do that. Yeah. They're taking her to, her next class. She's like, I have health class. Where is it? And they take her to the field. That's not lunch.
Right.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
That's how she makes friends with them.
Oh, sorry.
And then they are having lunch together, and that's where she meets the plastics.
That's right. That's right. They're walking into lunch
when
that happens.
Yeah. Yeah. So she makes friends with Janice, the artist, and Damien, who is, as Janice puts it, too gay to function.
Yeah.
A critical line.
Yes. One that is in both movies.
Right. So they go in, they meet. They end up meeting the plastics. Janice hates Regina George, the main plastic. You don't know why. Janice just really hates her.
Mm-hmm.
The plastics glob on to Katie because she's new.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty. And they say that she can hang with them.
Yeah.
And so she does.
Yes. And Janice encourages it, doesn't she? Not from the jump. From the jump, she's confused.
I think... if she's confused, it's for a very short time because she's like, we can use this. Are we doing both movies at the same time?
It seems like we are, yeah.
Is that what you wanted to do?
Yeah, I think that's
I got the feeling. We talked about not doing it, and I think you tricked me into doing it.
Oh, we talked about not doing that? I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Whoops. We're doing that.
Yeah. So since we're doing that, I love a musical.
Mm-hmm.
I really like a musical. I love a catchy song.
Mm-hmm.
I hate how much I love a catchy song. I was ready to think that, all right, I'll do it in the proper order. I was ready to think that the songs from Mean Girls 2 were going to be silly, or Mean Girls the 2024 were going to be silly, but not really have a lot to them. They're much catchier than I was expecting them to be.
Oh, yes.
Our son loves them as well.
Obsessed.
Obsessed with them. I went to listen to the Broadway soundtrack because he and I were working on something and just playing music while we were doing it. And I said, hey, pull up the Broadway soundtrack. Let's listen to it. I was not as impressed with the Broadway soundtrack as I was with the movie soundtrack.
Yeah, I felt like the Broadway soundtrack.
It tries a little, in my opinion, a little bit too hard to be raunchy.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit too... I just don't think the songs work as well. And... it was strange to me how puritanical I had been after watching the first two Mean Girls movies to be like, well, you don't need to be so raunchy and vulgar. I'm wagging my finger while I say that.
Yes, he does. Other hand on his hip.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know. Maybe it's fatherhood. Maybe it's whatever. But my point is I liked the songs quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Some I liked more than others, but I think that the movie songs work really well.
I will say that, I haven't heard the Broadway soundtrack, so I don't know how over the top it is. But with stuff that's on stage, you do have to be a little more over the top for it to translate than you do in a movie because you're so tiny.
Yeah.
But I don't know how far they push it. They push it further.
Well, as I said, I love a musical. So I know what it takes to deliver a song on the stage. But thank you for explaining.
You're welcome.
The requirements of a stage presence to me.
I got you, girl.
You know it's harder in person, right?
Yeah. Who's the mean girl in this situation?
Wait, am I the mean girl in this situation? You're the mean girl in this situation.
Oh, no. The mean girl always thinks the other one's the mean girl.
What?
We're all the mean girl.
Okay. What happens next?
So also on the first day of school, Caddy goes to her favorite class. Caddy. They call her both.
Yeah.
It goes to her favorite class, math, and sits behind the dreamiest boy. Mm-hmm. His name is Aaron. And she is instantly in love. In the musical, there is a song about it.
Very cute.
Maybe my favorite song on the soundtrack.
I think that might be because our 10-year-old surprised us by knowing every single word of it.
It might be.
Yeah.
Every word. Oh, amazing.
But she can't have him.
She can't have him because she finds out that he is the ex-boyfriend of Regina George, the lead plastic.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Not fair.
It's not fair. You know what we should do is eat our feelings about it.
Let's do it.
I think we should go adventurefuls next.
Okay. What is the adventureful?
Well, according to the box, it is an indulgent brownie-inspired cookie with caramel-flavored creme and a hint of sea salt.
So this is kind of graham crackery, consistent-wise.
I was expecting chewy because it says brownie-inspired, but no.
Covered with chocolate, like the cookie part. And then there's like a silver dollar size caramel blob on there. Mm-hmm. And then there are stripes, chocolate stripes on top. This caramel works better for me than the caramel in the chocolate chip cookie.
It's not all over. It's concentrated. And then you've got all that chocolate. It's more balanced.
Yeah. I would have thought it was bad peanut butter if you hadn't described it to me.
Hmm.
It's thin. The flavor is not as objectionable. It's still like, you should be excited for caramel.
Mm-hmm.
And this is an exciting caramel. This isn't exciting caramel.
For me, this is the, like, if they made a, it's like if Thin Mints were caramel instead of chocolate.
Yes.
The texture and flavor combo. And to me, this cookie says it's brownie inspired.
Uh-huh.
I never bit into a, if I bit into a crunchy brownie, I'd be upset.
Mm.
And caramel's supposed to be chewy. I feel like this should be a soft, chewy cookie, not a crispy, crunchy. I feel like it's a good cookie described poorly, is what I'm saying.
I think if it was peanut butter, it would be a better cookie.
I agree.
All right.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind with the next cookie selection.
Okay. Okay, so the Plastics take Katie under their wing.
They do.
Get in, loser, we're going shopping.
Get in, loser, we're going shopping. At this point, we haven't gone into why Katie is hanging out with the Plastics when her first and closest friends at the school have such a bad feeling about them.
Well, why is that?
That is because the plan is not hatched yet. But Janice at this point is like, hang out with them and tell me all the dumb shit that they say.
That's what I said. Janice said she can use this.
Right. But use this at this point, use this is just like, we're going to LOL about how shallow they are behind their backs.
Yep.
So that's why Katie is hanging out with Regina and the other Plastics at this point.
I got to say, too.
I feel like it's important because that shift is important.
We're doing a pretty bad job. Katie in the 2004 movie, we're doing a pretty bad job.
Just in general.
At talking tofu.
Yeah.
But at this episode in particular, and then at describing the movie in this episode very specifically.
you can tell we've had 2 weeks off.
Yeah. Lindsay Lohan plays Katie in the 2004 movie. We did not say.
Oh my God.
Tina Fey plays the math teacher.
Yes.
Tim Meadows plays the principal?
Mm-hmm.
Is he the principal?
He's the principal. Okay.
They maintain their roles in the 2024 movie. Not Lindsay Lohan, but Tina Fey, Tim Meadows.
Yes.
Yes. Just worth pointing out. They get to Regina's house. Amy Poehler is Regina's mother in the 2004 version. Yes, she is. She comes out and she tries to be one of the girls with them.
Yeah, she's a cool mom. She actually refers to herself as a cool mom at one point later.
Brings them margaritas.
Yes, and that's when she says she's a cool mom. Katie asks if there's alcohol and she says, no, unless you want there to be. I'd rather have you drink at home than out in the world. I'm a cool mom.
Yeah. Yeah.
I knew some moms like that.
Yeah, I knew you did. They're hanging out. One of the things that I really genuinely liked was how all the Plastics are looking at themselves in the mirror and each one of them insults themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And then they look to Katie and wait for her to insult herself.
Yeah. She says, I'm ugly too.
I thought that was genuinely sad.
Yeah.
Like that was a genuine sad moment.
It added a little bit of depth to them.
Yeah.
And I feel like as the movie goes on, it does that more.
I think that, hot take, the 2024 version does a better job of showing their sadness than the 2004 one does.
Yeah.
It scratches at their sadness, but it really just focuses on their meanness.
Yeah. I agree.
Well, maybe it's not a hot take then.
No. What? It is a hot take.
We're doing great. We're having fun.
So after the losers go shopping, they go back to Regina's house, and Regina shows Katie the burn book.
The burn book.
Crucial point of the movie. The burn book is full of cut out pictures of people from the school, almost exclusively girls. And there's like quick insults, like I think is a fat hoe was one of them. I forget who was what.
Yeah. But like a nasty thing about each person.
Yes. And there was a nasty thing about Katie's friend Janice.
Oh.
And in the picture, it's Janice, which I will not repeat, but she does call her a homosexual slur in the book. And I think in both versions. And then in the picture with Janice is Damien. And Katie said, oh, I know him. That's Damien. He's almost too gay to function.
That's right.
And Regina, or one of the plastics, it's not Regina, says to write it in the book.
Yeah.
And that's important, too, because it will come up later.
Let's talk about the other plastics.
Yes, let's.
Because they deserve names.
They do. They're great. What are their names? They have names.
Yes.
Their names are Gretchen and Karen.
Right.
Gretchen has brown curly hair.
Big hair.
Yep.
To hold all the secrets.
Full of secrets.
Yes.
She's like, would be the Regina if there were no Regina, is the impression I get from her character.
Yeah.
Worships Regina, follows her around. Regina is the meanest to her, I think, because she feels threatened by how pretty she is and smart. The other mean girl, Karen, she not...
Her she, defining characteristic...
Is that she's not smart. Yes. Yeah.
She is introduced by trying to drink a juice box through her nose.
Yes.
Like, not intentionally doing it, just like... accidentally putting the straw up her nose to drink it.
Yeah.
Like just that kind level of stupid.
Out of it and goofy.
Right.
Kind of a comic relief. I feel like that was her role.
But I think it starts that way, but the 2024 version goes through the ringer with her. And I think she's really an admirable character by the end.
Yeah. She kind of starts, I feel like she also starts off more vapid in the 2024 one. She's kind of just a space cadet in the 2004, but in the 2024, she takes it way over the top. And I think that it makes it a little cartoony, which I think is nice because it gives a little balance to the movie.
Yep. She also has one of my favorite songs.
Yeah.
In the 2024 at Halloween.
Oh, the sexy song?
Yes.
It is really good.
But the I can be who I want to be and sexy.
And sexy.
Is, yeah.
Yeah, it's very funny.
She said, one of the lines from that song is, I expect to run the world in shoes I cannot walk in.
Yes. Which is good. That is really good.
So yeah, those are the plastics.
Those are the plastics.
That's all the plastics.
Yep.
In the 2024 Mean Girls, while they're at Regina's house, Katie and Gretchen have a moment in the closet where you see how unhappy Gretchen is with the way that Katie treats her. I don't think we get that in the 2004.
No, it's definitely more under the surface in the 2004.
Yeah.
I feel like it bubbles up later, but it's they don't address it so head on like they did in this one.
Right. But the main purpose of that scene is you get to see Regina's home life and Katie is now culpable in the burn book.
Yes.
Familiar with and contributing to the burn book unintentionally, but is doing it nonetheless.
Mm-hmm.
And then where are we? Halloween?
Yeah, I think so. So she, oh, well, Katie continues to flirt with Aaron in math class, even though he is forbidden because of his history with Regina.
Yes.
How
does she flirt?
She like drops her pen at first. Oh, she pretends to be dumb at math, which is important because she's smart at math.
Yes. And Tina Fey, her teacher, knows that she is smart at math.
Yes. And so she starts out by just asking him questions like, I don't get it. What's happening? But then he notices that her quiz scores are always like almost perfect. And so then she starts actually tanking quizzes.
That's right.
In order to get this guy.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah.
Oof, Katie.
Let's remind everybody, she has no social awareness. So it seems, I bring that up because they seem like such unbelievable, like, turns of character.
Yeah, I feel like that setup, though, makes it more believable because she's just like, she's trying to, like, do it all.
Yeah.
So the flirting begins to bear fruit and he invites her to his Halloween party. Gretchen not accidentally lets it slip that Katie likes Aaron, and Regina plays it cool and says, that's fine. We're friends. I'll help you get with him. I'll talk to him for you. And so Katie's very excited and she gets all dressed up for the Halloween party.
Dresses up scary.
She dresses up scary.
And everybody else is sexy. Mm-hmm. Which kicks off the sexy song in the 2024 version.
Yes.
What is she dressed as?
I thought it was like Bride of Frankenstein, uh-huh. But in what, when we were watching the 2004 one again, she says, I'm an ex-wife. So she's wearing like a wedding dress and a scary wig. And she's also, which I think she has these big fake teeth in, which I was like, come on. Anyone looks in the mirror and is like, maybe not the teeth.
Right. Or like is aware of the teeth in their mouth and then sees that everybody is sexy. And is like, I can quickly right size this.
Yes, just pop them out. But she keeps walking into rooms and people keep getting scared, which is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so she runs into her crush at the party and has a nice chat with him.
Yeah.
And then she sees Regina and she goes to say hi. And Regina's like, well, I'll talk to him for you. And the next thing that Katie knows, she is kissing him. Mm-hmm. Not Katie. Together. Regina is kissing him and they get back together. Yeah. Regina and Aaron get back together.
Which kicking off the best choreography moment in the 2024 movie. It's the one where everybody's frozen they do like heartbeat like pulses with their bodies. Mm-hmm. Amazing. Visually amazing.
Yeah. So much tension.
Yeah.
So she runs from the party back to Janice and Damien, who are like, tell us everything that happened at the party. And she's like crying. Mm-hmm. And that is when they hatch the revenge party.
Yes.
The party about revenge.
Yes. So this is where it becomes actively against Regina.
Yeah.
One of the tactics is Katie convinces Regina that her protein bars are weight loss bars. Mm-hmm. The idea is to trick her into gaining weight. Speaking of eating.
Speaking of eating.
Should we eat a cookie?
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Let's do it. Dave, you were craving some peanut butter. Let's eat some peanut butter patties.
Okay.
So these are like a shortbread cookie with a layer of peanut butter on top, and then they're coated in chocolate.
These look and remind me of the peanut butter cookies. What is the name of the peanut butter cookie of like the standard Girl Scout cookies? Is it just peanut butter patties now? Didn't they have a name before?
I think they have a different name from Little Brownie Bakers. Let me look it up. Some of them, like the lemonades, the Little Brownie Bakers lemon cookie has a different name. Our cookies. Tagalongs.
That's right. It's smaller than a tagalong, but the same idea. Mm-hmm. I like it. It's fun.
It's a solid cookie. This is the one I keep wanting to have,
yep,
like late night. And you know why? Creamy element.
Yeah.
The caramel chocolate chip ones, bad. Adventurefuls, too dry.
Yep. Yeah. Wait, Adventurefuls are too dry?
Yeah.
I thought you said these were too dry.
Those were too crumbly, sandy. These were too dry. Like, they needed to be moist, chewy. Hmm. These are hard, dry.
Okay. Okay. Hard, dry. Mm-hmm. Got it.
It's also the only cookie I took a second bite of.
Your restraint is so admirable. I'm watching you from across the table. It just makes me feel like a goblin.
If I ate all these cookies, I'd have such a tummy ache.
What else do they do to Regina?
Mouth full of peanut butter.
Oh, we're still talking, though. Not like we stopped talking.
So, yes, she convinces her that these weight gain bars are weight loss bars. She sabotages her relationship with Aaron, and she alienates her from the plastics.
How does she sabotage the relationship?
Well,
she's cheating.
Finds out from Gretchen that Regina is cheating because Gretchen gets mad at Regina about something. And so she, again, accidentally on purpose, spills a secret. That's kind of Gretchen's shtick at this point. They find out that she hooks up with someone in the projection room over the gym.
That's right.
And so they basically just keep trying to trick him comically into going to the projection room over the gym. Mm-hmm. They put a sign up that that's where swim practice is. At one point, Damien snatches Katie's purse and Aaron chases him valiantly into the projection room. And that's when, and this is important, that's when Aaron catches one of the students making out with the gym teacher.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Regina and whoever it was were not in there because
right.
The gym teacher was in there making out with a different student.
That's right.
But eventually he finds out because Katie tells him. If she finally, it just spills out.
Yeah.
She's cheating on you.
Now, I think in the 2024 movie, they are kissing in the closet.
Mm, I think you're right.
Yeah. They're in the projection room.
Yes.
Yes.
In the 2004, it just spills out while they're studying math together.
So it's working.
It's going great.
It's working.
She's gaining weight. Janice has a job at the mall after school at like a Bath and Body Works kind of place. Mm-hmm. And they are using the packaging from that place to trick Regina into using bad beauty products. Like she's putting foot cream on her face.
Yeah, that's right.
Which actually doesn't do anything, but it is funny.
Seems like it would be too thick and clog your pores.
Make you break out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was expecting her to break out. She didn't.
I mean,
got that teen skin, though.
We gotta acknowledge how beautiful both Regina Georges are.
Mm-hmm. Gorgeous.
They're gorgeous.
Everyone. And all of them.
Everybody, yes.
Including, like, the outcast kids. Everybody's gorgeous.
Yeah. 2024, Regina. Phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Phenomenal. And having to carry the weight of singing, too. I was just really impressed with that actress.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all. Renee Rapp.
Hmm?
Regina George. Star is rising is all I'm saying.
It's great.
Keep your eye on her.
They were all really good in this movie.
While we're at it, Janice is Ali Crivello. I butchered that, but voice of Moana.
Oh, cool. Yeah. So where are we at?
It worked.
It worked.
And what does Regina George then do? Places herself in the burn book.
Oh, that's right. So what you see is her putting a picture in the burn book, but we don't see the picture, and writing something like, is a skanky hoe.
Yep.
I don't know. Just something generic and mean. Never trust her. And then you see that it's, she put a picture of herself because she's very smart. Yeah. And then she takes the book to the school. In the original one, she posts the burn book all over the place. In the new one, does she just bring it to the principal? No, she...
No, she leaves it to be found.
I just thought I'd make an ad, since you're talking about the Mean Girls. I remember what she wrote in the burn book. She wrote, "This girl is a bumpy cow."
Oh!
Thank you.
Breaking. Breaking news. Our child has just bopped in to let us know that she wrote, "This girl was a is a fugly cow." That's what she wrote about herself in the burn book.
Yes.
Thanks, which, honey.
Again, like, in how this shows her sadness, that is what the pranking was meant to make her be.
And that's how she feels about herself.
Yeah. So it's... She puts a little bit of realness into that situation, not just to insult her, to put her on par with everybody else, but she actually is getting out a little bit of how she feels about herself.
Yeah.
Sad. Mm-hmm. Sad shit.
It is sad. So she goes like early to school that day, papers the halls with the pages of the burn book.
Chaos.
Absolute.
Like cartoonish chaos.
Yes. Like physical altercations. It's a riot is happening in the hallway.
Like animal level. Like people are acting like animals.
Yes. And because, as you may recall, Katie grew up in Africa and living in like research environments, she's very like familiar with what animals are doing. Like her mom's a biologist, so she's been kind of a biologist by proxy for the first 16 years of her life. So she keeps like likening things to the jungle and to things she saw in Africa. And so she sees all the students as wild animals.
Yes. There is a layer to this. And I'm having trouble remembering the part about Tina Fey being a drug dealer.
Tina Fey is saying you should join the Mathletes and stop flunking your quizzes on purpose.
Yeah.
Just to get a boy. Mm-hmm. And she says, you know, I'm pushy. I'm a pusher. Mm-hmm. But she's saying she's trying to, like, I push people.
Right.
And I'm pushing you. I'm a pusher. She's mad because she's like, how dare she tell me what to do? Mm-hmm. She's just a pushy pusher. And one of the plastics says, like, a drug pusher. And she's like, I don't know, maybe. Mm. And into the burn book that went.
Gotcha. So she is in the burn book. That's what I was having trouble remembering.
In the burn book as a drug dealer. So when the book is found and it turns out that the coach was sleeping with that student, mm-hmm. they're like, well, we have to take all the claims about staff seriously.
So her life gets kind of ruined.
Yeah. So her life gets ruined. She gets investigated by the police and everything. They search her house, tear it to bits.
Burn book's out.
No one suspects Regina because Regina's in it.
Right.
They suspect the three girls at the school who are not in it, Karen, Gretchen, and Katie.
That's right.
And then there is an amazing assembly of just the 11th grade girls where they basically the intent is to hash it out, like mm-hmm. figure this out because this cannot be what school is like.
We missed a whole section of this movie.
Did we?
Yes.
What was it?
Regina's life is ruined. All the tricks work.
Yes, she's alienated from her friends.
Katie becomes the mean girl. Katie becomes Regina. Katie throws a party at her house.
She thinks she's having a gentle get-together, but it turns into a rager.
Yes. Aaron shows up. She blows it with Aaron.
Doesn't she throw up on him?
Yeah, the 2004 one she does.
Yeah.
She also lies to Janice. Janice is having an art show that night. She mm-hmm. tells her that she's going out of town with her mom.
Which was
the plan.
But she gets out of it. To do this party, she wasn't willing to get out of it.
Right.
And her friendship with them is over.
Yes. So Katie has ascended to Regina status. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. Always a mean girl. Just like the nicest mean girl.
Yeah.
Now is the meanest mean girl.
Yeah.
In the span of a week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It goes real quick.
Yes. So then they have this meeting at the gym. Mm-hmm. And they try to set it up as a everybody's going to apologize to everyone. Like, close your eyes, raise your hand if you've ever said something bad about somebody. Now look at how many people have raised their hand, like that sort of thing. Regina calls out Janice's sexuality. Janice then exposes the plan.
Yeah.
Right? Then...
in front of the entire school.
Yes. Then Regina's so mad, she leaves.
She runs out.
Runs out.
And Katie runs after her.
Right.
Like, trying to have a conversation. And Regina gets hit by a bus.
Hit by a bus.
Yes. And subsequently, the rumors begin to fly that Katie pushed her in front of the bus.
This is the point at which Katie owns up to the book.
She owns up to the book because the math teacher is going through all this and they're like, we have to fire her unless someone comes forward. And she was like, it was me.
Yep. So she's the outcast now.
Mm-hmm.
But she starts to get her act together and become more like original Katie.
Mm-hmm.
Joins Mathletes, reconciles with her parents or her mother because the party...
oh, yeah.
By throwing the party becomes exposed. She's lost her parents' trust, is grounded, doesn't want to go back to school after her suspension.
Yeah.
But her parents encourage her to. So she's kind of back to, or she's a wiser Katie. And before we say how it ends, let's have a cookie.
Let's, oh my God. Let's toast to a wiser Katie. Uh-oh. These cookies are enormous, and so they're very break-in happy. Like, you'll be lucky if you find a whole cookie. Oh, you got two cookies.
No, this is not like this. It's not supposed to be like this. I think it's supposed to be like this.
No, they're packed like this. That's accidental.
No.
Yes.
Look, it's a sandwich.
No. They're not supposed to be like that, Dave. I'm telling you. You've got two cookies there.
I've got one cookie now.
So this is the Toast Yay. It is a cinnamon cookie, and it's got vanilla frosting on one side. It
smells like fake cinnamon.
It does have like an artificial smell.
It's got a Grand Floridian lobby smell to it.
It's supposed to be like cinnamon toast.
So it tastes like a trefoil with cinnamon on top of one side and... a church fellowship hall cookie glaze on the other side.
Mm. I got to tell you, I love these. It has a little bit of saltiness in the cookie, like brings out the cinnamon and the vanilla. And I was actually surprised at how much I like this cookie because when I opened these, I was like, they looked very disappointing. I photographed these earlier this week. I feel like this cookie is very unassuming except for being humongous.
Yeah. It is comically large. I measured it.
It's 2 inches square.
I measured it.
I did, because I have a little ruler hanging on the wall right by my desk, so it was easy to do. It's a humongous cookie, and it's delicious.
Yeah, it's all right. It's growing on me. I didn't like first bite, but by the time I swallowed, I was a fan.
It's giving me more like cinnamon toast than French toast, but either way, I am in. I really like this one.
Katie ends up having to go to the Mathletes final.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a level of being forced to do it, even though she was in... I think she's forced to join Mathletes.
I believe you're correct.
To, how can I make this up to you, to Tina Fey?
Oh, yeah. And she was like, you need to join Mathletes.
Yeah. They get jackets if they have a girl join. That's said earlier in the movie.
Oh, yeah. That's why they want her.
At their state final. They also want her because she's a genius.
Yeah.
But... The championship, they're all wearing their jackets to it.
Mm-hmm.
Championship is the same night as the spring fling dance. So she's doing that instead of doing the popular kids activity.
Plus she's grounded. She couldn't go to the dance anyway.
Fun fact, in the 2024 Mean Girls, the moderator at the Mathletes is Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah.
Yeah. So a little cameo there.
So cute.
Yeah.
She says something too, like a little wink.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it is now.
Yeah, me either.
But it was cute.
Yeah. So they win.
Yeah, they do.
Katie does the winning thing. Her answer is that there is no solution. And that's the brain melter.
The limit is infinity.
Yes, that's what it is.
Fun fact, on the Wikipedia page for this, there's like a talk section, like mm-hmm. the talk tab where it's like people who want to put commentary and someone solves the problem that's on the in the mathlete competition, which that's is funny. Real cute.
They win. They yeah, then they go do. To the spring dance.
Yes. And Katie says, I'm grounded. And it's Tina Fey who's like, well, you're already out, which is very funny to me.
So they go to the dance. Katie is elected queen. Mm-hmm. Katie breaks up her crown and distributes them to all of the girls.
Yeah.
And does a big apology. And everybody's cool-ish, right? Mm-hmm.
She makes up with Janice and Damien.
Janice and Regina make up, right?
Yeah. Regina is humbled by, I guess, almost dying.
Yeah. Yeah. And it all works out.
Yes. And then at the very end of Mean Girls, there is a scene. It's the beginning of senior year. And Janice and Katie and Damien are sitting like in the grass. It, you see all the groups, how the cliques are all commingling from the previous year's junior class during senior year. And then you see Janice, Damien, and Katie, and they're sitting in the grass. And this group of three really beautiful, really like well coiffed women walks by, and they're girls,
well
perfectly coiffed, perfectly coiffed. I don't know, they're stylish.
80?
I am, honey.
Well, that young lady seems very well coiffed.
Well coiffed women,
sweetie.
That's, you know, that's the top Pornhub search in Alabama. Kind of somebody who's well coiffed. Should be a girl with a good coif on her.
That accent is very good. I don't know what you call that accent. Your newsy accent.
They're the new plastics.
They're the new plastics. And one of them looks up and says, look, it's the new junior plastics. Mm. And somebody else says something like, as long as they stay out of our business. Mm.
And then she sees him getting hit by a bus, right?
Mm-hmm. She does. She
visualizes that.
Yeah. Funny. I think they almost do. They're walking towards the curb and a bus flies by and they all are like, ooh. But so, the reason I bring them up is because I bet that they are, them seeding Mean Girls too.
Gotcha. Do you think? Or do you think it's more of just the same as it ever was type thing? Like this school learned their lessons, but it really only translates to the people who are in this situation. Like, the world's not fixed. So talking about these movies, especially the 2004 one, made me like the 2004 one more, talking through it with you. Made me like this podcast less by doing it. Mm-hmm. Realizing in real time what a bad episode we were making.
It's not a great feeling.
What a silly idea it was to do this, and how things are maybe more than a one-line thought. It takes more than that to do a good episode. But this was fun. These were fun movies.
Mm-hmm. I had fun watching them with you.
I am going to watch Mean Girls 2 on my own time late at night. That makes it sound creepy. I watch like bad TV and bad movies. I stay up much later than you.
Yes. I go to bed and then the whole night, the night is young.
Yes. I watch low value content.
Yeah.
Late at night.
Yeah.
Well, I'll stay up super late and watch this.
Watch your stories. Well coiffed
young ladies. See if Mean Girls 2 has more of that.
I can guarantee it does.
God. What do you think?
Are we going to rate? Should we rate these Girl Scout cookies?
Yes, we should conclude the journey we went on. We should conclude it.
All right.
I'm going.
Wait, should we include Thin Mints in our rankings?
No. Here's what we do.
Okay.
You got a Katie. You got a Regina. Uh-huh. You got a Gretchen. Uh-huh. You got a Karen. And you got four cookies here.
Okay.
For me, I think that Katie is the peanut butter patty.
She's who you want to be.
Huh?
I was going to say that too.
Okay. Well, you'll get your turn.
Okay.
Okay? This doesn't need to be crossfire, you know?
Excuse me.
You're excused. Regina is the Toasties. Regina is
Toastier.
She's solid. Mm-hmm. She's got a little bit of spice to her.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, like, digestible.
Okay.
I'm going to say that Gretchen is the caramel chocolate chip cookie. She's a little bit dry. She does disappointing things. And then that's going to make Karen the adventureful. Okay. Karen is the cookie that is distasteful at first, but really grows on you, and you grow to appreciate all of the ingredients that make this cookie so unique by the time you're done with it.
All right.
Now,
gosh.
Be exactly as thoughtful.
That was so thoughtful. Okay. Well, I agree with you about Katie. She is kind of the most classic, I feel like, at least at the beginning and at the end. And kind of watching her go through this identity crisis in the middle, even. Yeah. It's all just very familiar. That's all I have to say about Katie.
Okay. I will agree with you. And I'll say that Katie is the cookie that you want to like.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have seen what Katie can be.
Mm-hmm.
And you see her straying from that.
Yeah.
You only hear anecdotally that any of the plastics were ever good.
Yeah.
You don't see it yourself.
Regina... I am actually going to say Regina for me is the caramel chocolate chip. And I will tell you why.
Wow.
Because I have a very nostalgic attachment to Famous Amos cookies. And so when I saw these, I was like, these look good. And caramel and chocolate, that sounds really good. But then you eat them.
Oh.
Not that good.
Oh.
However, eating them the second time, no, they were just not that good. No, sorry. There was no however is my point.
Wow.
Sorry.
This was full of thoughts in a way. Don't know if that's the same as thoughtful, but.
And then I'm going to say that Gretchen is the adventurefuls because she is like second fiddle, similar to how these are like a worse Thin Mint.
Does Karen.
Yes.
I'm just going to derail everything you're talking about.
Great.
Just for a second. We'll get back.
Sure. No, go on.
Does Karen ever do anything wrong?
No. She's just a space cadet.
Yeah.
And that is why, to me, she's the Toastier.
Okay.
Because she is sweet and there is more to her than there appears to be.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
Thanks.
And that is how you wrap it all up.
Yes. Much like the wrapping on these Girl Scout cookies.
Unnecessary.
So unnecessary.
Unnecessary.
Oh, we have an incredible letter. Okay, hang on. Friend of the show, Bill, writes, "Hello, ye talkity toe hosts. Now that Acast is patching in your mid-rolls correctly, I'm finally able to properly focus on their content. That targeted content. That's right, your worldwide listenership is getting a little local flavor along with your inimitable talkin' tofu vegan food banter. Here's a little taste of the sort of promotional material we get in California. I had to record it in a video because it's nowhere on the internet that I can find." He recorded the ad using his phone.
Okay.
"P.S. I felt like I had to write something that made sense as a letter, but honestly, this song was just stuck in my head, and I suddenly realized that I truly believe it is a banger and that I had to share it. I'm not sure I can defend myself here, but the line, 'or tape together a bunch of toothpicks,' gets me every time. And now we're going to listen to this banger of a song. I will tell you, I listened to some of it, and it is great." Okay.
"This one goes out to all the scratchers lovers. Scratchers are perfect for a little fun. You can scratch them in more ways than one. A back scratcher could scratch every single square inch. A ping pong paddle could scratch in a pinch. If you're in the mood, try a pointy stick or tape together a bunch of toothpicks. Yeah, you can scratch a million playful ways. Scratches from the California lottery. A little play can make your day. Please play responsibly. Must be 18 years."
So they just got a second ad hit just now.
Yeah, so free.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that was free to the world.
Yeah. Well, it's a lottery. They
but that
fund
song
public
is a,
schools.
Sure, they do that.
Bare
that's,
minimum.
Can you believe that, international listeners, can you believe that that's how we do it here?
We don't hear how we heal ourselves.
We don't. Yeah, so that was an ad for a thing that we have here in the States called a lottery, where you can throw your money in the trash.
Is the lottery just a U.S. thing?
I don't know. It's probably not.
Yeah,
I'm
I don't
just
think
continuing
so.
My
okay.
cynical.
Okay. You're not a cynic, though.
I'm not.
You're not a cynic. That's why you wear it so poorly. Because your heart is too good.
Oh.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. You know what else was too good?
What?
That letter.
That was such a great letter. Keep them coming. Bill, that qualifies as a letter. You did great.
Love it.
Great job.
We got to get a number for voicemails.
We do. We're going to get on that. Hey, if you'd like to write us a letter, write to us at talkintofupod@gmail.com. That's talking without the G. Or you can slide into our DMs at talkintofupod on Instagram. I read and respond to every single one.
She does.
Sometimes Dave does it. Usually it's me.
Yeah.
And I want to thank you all for listening, especially if you made it to the end of this episode.
crappy episode.
If you're enjoying the show or have enjoyed it in the past, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. It really helps us out, and we just love reading those 5-star reviews. We might even read yours on the pod. And do us a favor and tell your friends about us.
Please.
Word of mouth is the number one way. We have lost it. This is what Talking Tofu Afternoons is like. Maybe wait a week or two before you tell them, though. Another way that you can support the show is by picking up some merch. Grab yourself a mug, a tee, a sticker, a mouse pad in our Tee Public shop. That's teepublic.com/talkin-tofu. And I am Glue and Glitter on Instagram and Threads. And you can find my recipes as well as photos and reviews of all of these Girl Scout cookies on my website at glueandglitter.com.
I'm Lion Leader on Instagram and Threads, and Lion Leader was taken on TikTok.
Talkin' Tofu is a production of Caddington, Inc. Our music is by Delicate Beats. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Zing. Your zings. Zingers. I lost it. Had it. I lost it.
Did you have it?
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.